Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Durwald. Some of you know me as Mr. Fitness. And today, I'm going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. We're going to talk about this right after the 11:30 news, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for clouds and some sunshine today, a high of 65 degrees. Turning out cloudy tonight, low 49, then a mix of clouds and some sunshine for us tomorrow, and a high of 57. Monday, plenty of sunshine, pleasant, with a high of 59 degrees. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Thanks, Mike. Right now we have partly cloudy skies and 59 degrees in Buffalo.
News paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Always thrilled that you're out there and you're listening and you're interested into what we have to say, because some of this may directly impact you. Now, you know, we love having local attorney Lindy Korn on. She's a discrimination expert, and she really has some very interesting cases cross her desk, and she brings us cases from around the country. However, this one has crossed her desk locally, because this is one of the cases that she and Kat McCull and Brian Melber are the lawyers on. And this is a local case under the title of Order on Motion to Dismiss. Now, former Canisius College student athletes sue the college and Canisius cross country track and field head coach, Canisius athletic director, and Canisius student athlete. The plaintiffs allege that defendants directed, controlled, managed, and conducted the Canisius College cross-country track and field team in a manner which was hostile and discriminatory toward women and lesbians, and which fostered, promoted, and condoned harassment, abuse, and even sexual assault against women and lesbians. The plaintiffs further allege that the male athlete on the co-ed team with plaintiffs sexually assaulted all three plaintiffs. And the plaintiffs also allege that they were subjected to retaliation for opposing and complaining of this alleged conduct. Plaintiffs bring 10 causes of action and seek damages, injunctive relief, and punitive damages. So let's talk to all three lawyers who are a part of this. We've got Lindy standing by, Kat McCullough, and Brian Melber. So good morning, first of all, to the three of you, and thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Brian, let us start with you. Canisius argued that it investigated the complaints of these women and responded appropriately. Is that true?
It's not, Linda. The first of these three assaults happened a full year before the third one, and it was only at that time that the college took any action to look into the report. The first assault was reported shortly thereafter, and the college did nothing to look into it, find out what happened, and to try to protect these women.
So when I'm reading order of motion to dismiss, is this from the college looking to dismiss this before it even gets going?
We filed our complaint in federal court, and the college and two of the defendants responded with a motion asking the judge to dismiss the case. And the judge denied that motion and held that the overwhelming majority of the claims in our lawsuit had merit on their face and should continue.
Okay, interesting. Now, part of your lawsuit, I understand, of course, is based on sexual assaults that you allege were committed by the male member of the team, or a male member of the team, this one that's listed. Why should the college then be held responsible for the assault of one student by another?
So the college hired the coach and put him in charge of this Division I athletic program. And the coach ran every aspect of that program and was responsible for creating culture and an atmosphere in which the women on the team were treated in a discriminatory and an abusive fashion. That created a context in which the male students understood it was open season on the female students, and there was a pattern of exploitation, abuse, and ultimately assaults against the female students on the team. And it resulted directly from the college's action through the coach in setting the tone.
Now, Catherine, I know you're there. I understand that some claims were dismissed. Maybe you can tell us what was dismissed and which claims remain, and again, against which defendants.
Sure. So, in the first instance, Defendant Glavin did not file a motion to dismiss. He just answered the complaint. So all the claims that we had alleged against him are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
But our first cause of action was sexual harassment and sexual assault in violation of Title IX. And that cause of action still stands against the college. It was dismissed against the individual defendants, Defendants Huckle and Marr. As to the, let's see, this is so many we have here, so.
Right.
The retaliation cause of action as to Title IX is still, let's see, I believe that one is still in as well. Then we had claims, there was discrimination and retaliation claims against all defendants.
Kath, let me stop you for a second there. Apparently, there was a lot of time that lagged. So what would have happened or been prevented from happening had the college acted promptly in response to these complaints?
It is our position that, you know, had the college acted promptly and responsibly, that the assaults on JD3 never would have happened. And that is an extremely, extremely offensive and a horrible thing from our perspective, that this whole her whole situation could have been prevented had the college acted.
Okay. Lindy, let me get you in on this. This is such an interesting case. Let's back up a little bit. What exactly do you think happened between the people on the team and the coach to bring this about?
Yeah, so one of our claims, and this is a very, you know, rich case as far as that there are so many claims and so many did survive. So, but one of the claims to talk about the culture was, you know, the fact that the coach treated female members of the team in a disparate or discriminatory manner and treated the males better. So, you know, there's a gender aspect to this. And one example was that when they would travel, the females were meant to share rooms and sometimes to share beds, and that was not true of the males on the team. And so, you know, that's disconcerting. Second of all, there was equipment difference, the equipment that was given to the males on the team versus the females on the team. And, you know, there's allegations that, you know, that the coach would yell and intimidate and embarrass the female members, you know, on travel team, when they would travel as a team, which would make them feel as they were being made an example of, especially those with a different sexual orientation, those who were lesbians.
Wow. In fact, I understand. Oh, now, way back in 2018, we're talking about this had been let go for a long time. The two students who were involved sent lengthy letters to Canisius College president reporting detailed complaints of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and retaliation. And there was absolutely no response to those letters. And that is significant in this case. Why is that significant?
Well, it's significant because it goes to what Pat and Brian were saying. It goes to the fact that there can be no prevention if there's no reply, there's no response. And certainly when it goes to a very high-level person, such as a president or anybody else in supervisory capacity, you know, claiming, you know, discrimination and when there are specifics, which there were, it is if you are invisible, as if you are being silenced, as if the college doesn't care. And that is why the assaults continue to happen.
So, Lindy, where do we go next with this?
Well, since the case is continuing, we are filing an amended complaint, and then the college will, through their lawyers, the parties will then answer, and then there's in federal court, there's something called a case management order, and the litigation process in an orderly form will continue. So the case will go on, the case will be discovery, and there'll also be a mandatory mediation session that will happen as a part of the alternate dispute resolution plan for the Western District of New York in federal court.
You know, Lindy, I wonder, is there any kind of time where we can't go backwards in time and sue for these kinds of things? Or is there really, you know, is that open-ended when it comes to these types of cases for discrimination? And you talk about, you know, sexual discrimination, age discrimination. Is there any kind of a time limit where if they don't file in time in a certain amount, that everything would just get dismissed and they couldn't go back?
There's always a statute of limitations. There is one, I'll speak to one part and then I might ask Brian to talk about the other. But at any rate, with claims of discrimination and retaliation, you know, there are various time limits. However, there's also a theory of a continuing violation based on a hostile work environment or a hostile culture. And so in that context, if you have facts from before which relate to something that is timely, the past can be brought forward in essence. These are not easy claims to establish, but since we have survived the motion to dismiss, we are in very good position. Brian, you might want to comment on the sexual assaults and the timing of those complaints.
Different causes of action have different time limits that they can be brought in. And some are as short as a year, and others are much longer. And in some instances, legislatures have taken action to revive cases even after they've those time periods have expired. But each claim is different, and the time frames can be different as well.
Okay, well, it's interesting to know, because we'll have a lot of people who are listening right now who may feel that they still have a case and that some time has gone by, but they would still feel better talking to Lindy about this and find out what their rights are. And in that case, folks, we want you to give her a call. Lindy Korn, local attorney, 856-KORN with a K, 856-KORN. You can get in touch with her, lindykorn.com. Remember, she is the expert in this case and these kinds of cases with discrimination, age. Listen, older people still get harassed too, and men too. She's definitely a holistic lawyer and can do mediation as well. We're going to talk more about this case because it is a local case. And remember, folks, you're hearing it on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Everyone, Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. It's a fantastic weekend. We're starting to roll into fall and all the beautiful things that that brings. Have you brought your first gallon of cider home? Yeah, we visited the cider mill not too long ago. Hey, listen, folks, with that, We would like to let you know that the annual election period for Medicare is coming up October 15th. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to speak to someone from Univera Healthcare. Now, Univera Healthcare is an HMO with a plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Univera Healthcare depends on contract renewal. So you must continue to pay Medicare Part D premium, or Part B, rather, premium. And their health plan complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex. And who talks about this all the time is our next guest, Michelle Rieschen is here. And Michelle, it's nice that you're back. You are a very, very important cog in the wheel over at Univera because you're a Medicare sales representative with Univera Healthcare. So you talk with people about this all the time. And our ears are perking up now because we're getting close to that annual election period for Medicare. And this is important if you're turning 65 this year, or you will in the next couple of months. So let's talk about this Medicare Advantage annual election period and what happens here.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. During this period, which, like you said, it is the annual election period. This period runs from October 15th through December 7th. And, you know, during this time is when all the Medicare enrollees can, you know, evaluate the current coverage or just that they could make changes. You know, this is the time that it's exciting where, you know, we definitely encourage people to, you know, just check out, you know, the new stuff for the following year. You could either, you know, switch your Medicare Advantage plan during that time. You could stay with the one that you're currently on. And if you do decide to switch to one of our different plans that we offer, that will go into effect the first of the following year, which would be January 1st, 2023.
Okay. And you can either switch to a Medicare Advantage plan from original Medicare, or you can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan into another. And you can also change your Part D coverage during this time. And that's for prescriptions. They should call that Part P, you know, we wouldn't get so confused. But why is the annual enrollment period a good time to consider switching plans?
Yeah, because all of that stuff is available. We have lots of seminars that are happening. We have mobile offices where we're going to go to senior centers. There's a list of the seminars that Univera Healthcare will have available. You can meet one-on-one with myself or with one of my other colleagues to just kind of evaluate your coverage and see what your, you know, the plan that you're currently on, if it still works for you. And then, you know, like I'm so excited to say is that we've got so many things that are added to our plans for next year, and we're happy to share that with everyone.
Yeah, and you know, all of us should be getting what they call an annual notice of change, and insurance providers are required to send members one of those notices prior to September 30th, and in that, it will detail any plan changes for the upcoming year. So let's say you're looking at something and you notice that, oh, they've increased the cost on this, or they've reduced the benefits on this. This is a great time to give Michelle a call and to find out maybe we can shop around and get a better plan.
Yeah, absolutely. That annual notice of change, Linda, is really important. A lot of people sometimes they're confused and they don't know what's going to change with their current plan. So annual notice of change is something that is mailed to them. And it will explain any increases, any decreases within the plan, the cost, the reduced cost sharing, you know, if we added any more plans, and even if we enriched, you know, the extra ones, you know, like those other, like the dentals and the eyewears, you know, those and the over-the-counter benefits. You always want to get an update on that just to see, you know, if those coverage, those rich benefits have changed by adding more, you know, to the plan. So
that's,
yes,
great.
It's just really important to be updated by that.
So if we were to change plans during the annual election period, when would coverage start?
Yeah, if you do change, it'll be effective on January 1st of the following year. And if you switch into a new plan during open enrollment, also known as, it's called AEP, annual election period. For this year, your new coverage will start 1/1 of 2023. Okay. Again, I want to mention, too, if you're happy with the plan that you're currently on, Linda, that will automatically roll over for you as well for into the new year.
Okay, very good. But you're almost tempted then to not look into it because you say, well, I guess I'm happy, but you'll never know about the changes, which could be some real benefits there to save money. So it's really important to take a look at that annual notice of change and to give you a call.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, does the annual enrollment period apply to the Medicare supplement plans?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one, please?
Does the annual enrollment period apply to those who have the Medicare supplement plans? And I understand that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I guess it really only applies to the Medicare Advantage plans. And you can't be enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan and a Med Sup plan at the same time.
Correct. So your AEP, which is annual, I will keep on saying, because a lot of people, those acronyms are very confusing. So your annual election period only applies to Medicare Advantage plans. And you can't be enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan and a supplement policy, also known as a Medigap plan, at the same time.
Okay, you can't.
Nope, you can't. You can drop Original Medicare and you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan during AEP.
Okay. But you would lose
annual election period.
Okay. But you would lose your medical your Medicare supplement coverage if you did that.
But correct. Okay. Correct.
That's why we have to talk with you, Michelle. Because you know it's not easy. It's something that really requires someone to sit down with you as a professional. Yeah. And go through this little by little, because so many people don't want to deal with it and they make a real quick, you know, a decision about this and they have no idea what they may be open to now in the year if they were to need a service that was not covered.
It is. You're absolutely right. And we are more than happy. I am more than happy to help out in any way, because the whole situation, the whole topic is very, very confusing. Mm-hmm. And again, this is what we're here for. So please use my expertise and ask me as many questions as needed, you know, by giving me a call or emailing me, and I'll be more than happy to help.
And even though we're talking about the annual election period for Medicare, which starts October 15th and runs through December 7th, there are other opportunities throughout the year to switch plans. But the annual enrollment period is when you have the most flexibility. Is that correct?
Correct. That's it. There is an open enrollment period, which is also known as OEP, that extends from January 1st through March 31st. This is a time, during open AEP, which is during October 15th through December 7th. The plan that you pick during that time, if you aren't happy with that plan, you pretty much have one more time during January 1st through March 31st. To switch to another plan.
Okay, good to know. All right, Michelle Huishan, you're the best. We know that you're working over there with Univera. You are the medical sales representative with Univera Healthcare. If people are saying, got to get in touch, Michelle, how do people find you?
Absolutely. They can email me, and it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E dot H-R-I-C-H-A-N at univerahealthcare.com. Or they can phone me by calling 716-572-8315.
Fantastic. And there you go, everybody. Make sure you're covered correctly with Medicare. Remember, you hear about it right here all the time on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. Hurricane Ian made landfall once again Friday afternoon at 2.05 p.m. near Georgetown, South Carolina, as a Category 1 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. The storm is now a post-tropical cyclone as it heads inland towards North Carolina and into Virginia. The main concern heading into the weekend continues to be heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. More coverage of Ian continues to remain available at WBEN.com. The days of high-ranking department heads and top appointees receiving overtime pay in Erie County may be numbered. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz' budget proposal for next year will reclassify department heads and deputies as salaried, making them overtime ineligible. This follows a lot of scrutiny about overtime during the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. More of our conversation with Kevin Hardwick is available at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
As promised at the top of the show, I am now going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. Well, it's not actually a secret, but certainly not enough people know about the great benefits now being offered by Erie County Senior Services, especially the life-enhancing programs being offered at the many senior centers throughout the county. You know, I've actually heard it said that the senior centers are just for old people who just sit around all day. Wrong. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite, with programs like the University Express Lifelong Learning to keep your mind stimulated and active. There's health and fitness seminars, falls prevention education programs, and the national award-winning group fitness program, the Erie County Club 99. And something, of course, that I'm very excited about, and that is the new Commissioner of Senior Services, Angela Marinucci. You know, just the other day, while talking to Angela, she told me that her goal and her focus is to make sure that the work and programs of Erie County Senior Services will no longer be the best kept secret. Her mission is to inform each and every person over the age of 60 about the tremendous calendar of events and activities being offered by Erie County Senior Services. I know that I can speak for everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo and After 50 Magazine when I say that we are here to support the work of the new Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, Angela Marinucci.
For more information, call 858-8526. That's 858-8526.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you're enjoying your weekend and your wonderful, wonderful weather outside as we start to transition into fall. As you know, we always start the show with a fun fact. Now, here's one for you. A queen honeybee can live for up to 5 years. She is the most active in the summer months, get this, where she can lay up to 2,500 eggs a day. What a mama. She's a super mama. We're not worried too much about the bees right now. They're pretty much packing it in for the year. But I can tell you one thing. Come next May, a lot of lucky people won't be worried about bees either, because we're going to be on our way to Greece. And I'm so excited to let you know that our next Senior Radio Buffalo tour is being set up as we speak. And we will be enjoying a Greece Island Hopper, and that features Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini. So if you have been around the block a couple times, but Greece has always been on your bucket list, well, I've got two experts standing by, and believe me, you're going to want to sign up as soon as they're done speaking, because this is going to be an excellent trip. First, we say good morning to Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant, who is our local contact. Good morning, Denise. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda. Happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. And we've got on the line Kevin Ferguson from Colette Travel, and Colette has done all the hard work on this tour for us. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Listen, I am so excited. We're going to be on the road, or in the sky, I should say, and on the water as well. This trip takes place May 18th through the 28th, 2023. So this is the time to now get thinking about this and book your reservation. Kevin, from what I'm hearing, people want to get going again and start and continue on seeing the world.
People just want to get out of their house after the last nearly three years of missed memories and experiences. So this journey here, mid-May next year, is a perfect opportunity to do just that. Multiple night stays in a very, very friendly, safe part of the world here. A perfect weather, not, you know, very few crowds compared to other times of the year. How many times can I say perfect without just saying the word perfect, perfect, perfect? This is exactly what it is.
I am so excited. And folks, believe me, people have been listening to us talk about Greece now for a few days here on Senior Radio. And let me tell you, people are already booking. So you can tell people are anxious. They want to go. They've never been there before. And I will tell you that if you book by November 19th, you can save $200 per person. But we'll get back to that because I want to get Denise on this, because Denise, this is the destination you chose for your honeymoon.
It is. When we were looking at this destination for our next Senior Radio tour, I was so excited because, and I've been everywhere, and this is what we chose to do for our honeymoon. This exact itinerary, Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini. And this time of year, we went mid-May, and it was stunning. When you look at the photos of Greece, when you look at those photos, that's what it looks like.
Mm.
These photos are not photoshopped. It is stunning. Those blue roofs in Santorini, that beautiful area called Little Venice in Mykonos, with just tiny little alleyways and shops and amazing food and restaurants. And we ate so much and we had so much fun. And the most stunning sunsets you will ever see in your life. It was the perfect honeymoon because we got to do Athens and we got to experience sort of the history and culture. And then we got to relax on these stunning islands with just romantic sunsets.
Wow. It sounds so great. And you're so right about those colors. There's something about that beautiful, deep sapphire blue of the water in Greece and all the buildings painted white. It's kind of like a vacation for my eyes once we get out of winter, because we get so much gray here in Western New York. We do. That just to see that color blue, just envelop everything in the horizon is just, it's just a breath of fresh air.
It really is an explosion of color. And my goodness, if you like to eat, this is the place for you. And the portions, oh my goodness, the waiters laughed at us the first night because we each ordered a baklava and they were both the size of a tray. So you will have so much amazing food on this trip and just stunning, picture perfect postcard views everywhere you go.
All right, Kevin, we're sold. We want to go. This is 11 days, officially 13 meals, 9 breakfasts, 4 dinners. Why don't you break down the trip for us and tell us a little bit about the trip overall, and maybe just take it day by day so we get a breakdown of exactly what we're doing.
Denise just got me lost at baklava.
Baklava, right?
So, as you said, literally, this is a photographer's dream, this destination, many ways, shape, and form. What we're going to be doing here is we're going to be doing a group hometown pickup here in Buffalo, one pickup spot, making our way across the border from Toronto, and then overnight flight gets us there to Athens. We have a couple nights stay in Athens. Here in Athens, what we're going to do is, of course, those quintessential places here, going to the Olympic Stadium, going to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Acropolis, of course, home to the Parthenon, and much more. This is going to be an expert guided tour on this here. of course, getting into the local cuisine, places like the Plaka. So if people have been to Greece before, or if they've taken a cruise before, this is very much a land cruise, but we're spending proper time in those destinations that you both talked about that have the blue, blue domes and the whitewash buildings there. That's Santorini and that's Mykonos. So what we'll be doing is after a couple nights stay in Athens, we will be then taking a high-speed ferry from Athens over to Mykonos here. A couple hours gets us to Mykonos. And this here is a place where, again, just to be able to walk and enjoy the promenades, Little Venice, that area there, the windmills, which are really the symbol of the island itself. We will have an optional excursion to a local farm for an olive oil and cheese tasting here, as well as, of course, free time to explore the old town independently. This is a great trip that has a combination of both free time and touring. So this is not going to be like that Mediterranean cruise that you may have taken years ago, where you only had a couple hours to enjoy these islands, because that was, when I have been here in the past, I had done it on a cruise and I was teased. I didn't have this experience that you're going to be having here with Senior Radio Buffalo, Travel Brilliant, and Colette come May of 23. Fantastic. We'll take another high-speed train over from Mykonos, then to Santorini. And again, this is a area that is basically, all these were created by volcanic, or they're all volcanic islands. And so, we'll get into an area called Akrotiri, which dates back to about 3,500 years ago. We'll go to an ancient city that was buried, preserved, and very, very special. So for those of you that have been to Pompeii, this is the Minoan Pompeii, this different civilization there. We'll go to a local winery, enjoy the famous wines of Santorini, and then we'll have another complete day of leisure on a separate day. Great opportunities for retail therapy, shopping, just walking around museums, photos, or if you just want to sit by the pool, you can do that as well. We'll even have an optional excursion to do a sunset cruise with dinner right there. And again, just an amazing, amazing journey.
Wow. I'm so excited. And just the way Denise is smiling, I know she had such a great time on her honeymoon for this. And we're looking now for people to go ahead and call Denise on this, because I have a feeling this trip is going to get very, very busy. And Denise, I understand you can actually upgrade your in-flight experience if you want to. It says you can for an additional rate of business class. And so if you really want to kick back and enjoy a little more foot room, you can even do that on this plane.
Yes, absolutely. So for the price, the double rate for this trip is $5,199. So $5,199, you can upgrade to business class air. So if, like me, you want to make this a really romantic journey with your partner, why don't you go ahead, make that upgrade, and definitely book that optional sunset cruise. I'm telling you, you will never see a prettier sunset than you will from the islands of Greece.
I cannot wait. Now, Kevin, what I'm excited about is that price point, $51.99, the highlights, Athens, the Taverna Dinner Show, the Acropolis, the Parthenon, Mykonos, Santorini Island Tour, Ancient Akrotiri, Oia Village? How's that pronounced?
Ia.
I had never guessed that. Oia. Ia Village.
Well, you gotta go there to learn.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
It. This is just gonna be exciting.
And wine.
Ia, it is.
It's
yep.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're talking 11 days, 13 meals. Your overnight flight, your transfers, your high speed water taxis, basically to get us from one island to another. This is all included in your trip, folks, and that's why people love traveling with Senior Radio and with Colette. And through Denise. So you call through Denise, and then Denise can give you all the information, answer all your questions. And then when we get to where we're going, we're going to be met by someone from Colette who's going to be with us through that entire trip. And that is awesome to have someone who's local right there, not including the wonderful guides that we get, who can give us all the history behind every place that we're at. This is a fabulous trip. And again, I think we're back on day 11. And I'm not going to want this to end, Denise. This sounds just so perfect. And do I understand, Kevin, that the weather is actually, the temperature is warmer in Greece than it would be in Buffalo at that time?
Isn't it always, always warmer
somewhere
else?
Yeah, that's true. It is always, like, kind of.
So this is one of those, this is really a perfect time because it can get brutally hot in Greece, in the southeastern Mediterranean, especially during the summer months. On average, though, temperatures are going to be between basically the 60s to the mid to upper 70s on average. That compared to Buffalo is going to be about 50 to 65 on average here. So this is really perfect traveling weather here. If you haven't been using the shorts or or anything else loose, this is a nice, perfect time here. It is, again, not too hot, not too cold, just right. And this is, again, before the throngs of the cruise ship season comes through. So this is before it really, really starts getting crazy busy during the summer months. It is a perfect time.
Folks, if you don't have to hear another word, let me tell you, write this down. Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant. Here's her number. It's 716-417-7824. 716-417-7824. And tell Denise, hey, I'm with you. I'm headed to the Greece Island Hopper with Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to say a special shout out to everybody we saw in Clarence the other day. It was wonderful. They were having kind of a wellness fair, and we saw hundreds of our listeners, and we thank you for all your wonderful comments about how the show is helping you, and that's what it's all about. We also have fun on this show, and I like to also reveal kind of a fun science fact of the day. Get this. Both male and female butterflies have taste receptors on their feet. These taste receptors help them locate their host plants and find food. A female butterfly will also land on different plants and drum the leaves with her feet. Spines on the back of her legs have chemoreceptors that detect the right match of plant chemicals. When she finds a match, she knows where to lay her eggs. You know, we think bugs are dumb. You know, and I'm telling you, interesting, just interesting, the kinds of things that they are supplied with to keep their species going. Anyway, kind of fun to listen to. Also, what's interesting to listen to is legal news that can help you today. And when we turn to the Stamm Law Firm and their family of attorneys, we're talking about a group of educated people who can help you today. They get a lot of questions, folks, because they specialize in so many things. And right now, we've got Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, Amanda Townsend, and Elisa Rossler standing by. And let me tell you, these folks really know what they're talking about when it comes to estate planning and things like protecting a house, right? I mean, they get a lot of questions about that. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Linda. How are you today?
Good, thank you. So tell us what we mean when we're talking about protecting a house.
Well, Linda, when we talk about protecting a house, we're talking about protecting that home for your future heirs, so that if something were to happen and you were to go into a nursing home, Medicaid can't place a lien against that house, and we're ultimately saving that house as an inheritance to your loved one.
Now, do you need a certain legal form for that to happen?
Yeah, Linda, it's called a life estate deed. And, you know, Linda, this is so important in the Western New York community. What we're finding is people really love their home that they've lived in a long time, and they want their kids to get it. One of them maybe wants to move in, or at least let them have it and they can sell it. So it's called a life estate deed, and it gives the person the ability to stay in the home until they pass away, or if they go to a nursing home, like Elisa said, they can't attach it with a lien because they've done that planning ahead of time.
So a lot of people who may be listening to this will think automatically, if something happens to me, my kids will get my house. Not necessarily. That's important to know.
That's true, Linda. And, you know, in addition to the life estate deed that my brother mentioned, there's trust that we can do to protect these houses. Elisa does these trusts every single day of her life because the house is super, super important to people. And sometimes it's their largest asset, let's be honest.
Well, let me ask this. Let's say we're down to one surviving person in the house, okay? And maybe you're starting to notice that your health isn't what it should be, and you really don't know about the future. Would that be the perfect time to come in and get this on paper?
I would say absolutely, but even so, you should be thinking about it before it gets to that point, because as Elisa stated, you can set it up ahead of time so that your home as one of your assets is protected in the event that you have to go into a nursing home. You know, no one plans to do that, and nobody really wants that to happen, but, you know, the reality is that it could. So if you can set this up ahead of time, it protects the home for your heirs. But in addition to that, putting your home into a life estate deed also takes it out of probate, which means that your family, upon your passing, will automatically own your home without having to do any further legal work.
Wow, that's huge. There's a reason right there. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about, I know your basic three covers power of attorney, will, and healthcare proxy. But there are, I understand there are now versions of a power of attorney, and it's very important that you get the right one.
Linda, I'm going to say unfortunately, because it's unfair to clients. I've had clients bring in what they thought were valid power of attorney documents, thinking that they were done properly and executed correctly, and it's sad for me to tell them that they're not. They're not only documents that are conflicting, and I don't know whether people are piecing these things together, or they're taking stuff off the internet, and they're using other states by accident or what have you. But people need to understand that there was a power of attorney document that's consistent throughout New York State as of 2021, I think June, right? And that's the one that should be used. And it's very comprehensive, and it's very protective, because we use these powers of attorney to protect assets. Very expensive assets, and sometimes we use it to strategize, to save money. A few minutes ago, Elisa talked about Medicaid and the nursing homes. If you don't have the right power of attorney, you will not be able to take advantage of the strategies that we use to protect assets. Could you imagine how sad that would be if I have to tell a family, I can't help you because you don't have the right documents?
You know, I'm thinking right now there are people who are listening to this segment who are saying to themselves, well, I know I've got the right documents. Some of these people may have the wrong ones. How would you know?
Well, Linda, that's pretty easy for us to review when they come in for a consultation. I take a look at all the prior documents that people have, and sometimes they are enough, but sometimes there's minor tweaks that we have to do to make sure that they're sufficient as of the law today. And in addition to that, too, with the five-year look back, it's better to do things now than to wait until an event happens, because once an event happens, all of a sudden, we may not have that 5 years to work with, and we can absolutely protect more when we have more time to work with.
You know, that's just a great reminder for people. If you haven't been in to see your attorney, if you haven't made that appointment to see the stamps and have your legal documents looked at, okay, and it's been a few years, it really is worth it to go in and do it. I'll give you a case in point. My father had gotten sick first. Now my mother is sick, but they assured us all of their legal documents were in order. Well, my dad passed, and my sister went to the attorney. She went to a third attorney because the attorney who worked on their papers passed away and closed the office. Well, they went and they finally had everything looked at, and guess what? There were certain documents my parents never signed. They did them, but when they got mailed to them, they never signed them. So you can imagine what had to happen all over again because they weren't diligent. Being diligent on these things keeps you in control of what your wishes are, whether they're down the road for you, if you're in the hospital, or even after you pass. And that's the biggest problem with aging for a lot of people, is losing that sense of control. And folks, it just doesn't have to happen. You can have people sleeping well at night by making sure all of these documents, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Planning is the key, Linda. Absolutely. We say it in our advertising because we're trying to be informational to people. Plan, plan, plan. You can never plan too early. And the planning can be in stages based on your age or your place in life. But planning is the key. Don't delay it. I know it's not easy to talk about. Who wants to talk about their death, mm-hmm. right? It's hard. But as my brother and I talk about, it's hard, but it has to get done because you're, dare I say, you're doing your family a disservice by not planning. Try to avoid it. Doesn't help anybody in the end.
Absolutely. It only gets more complicated. Look, folks, whether it's estate planning, trust work, Medicaid, the basic three, power of attorney, will, and healthcare proxy, the Stamm Law Firm is on your side. They have enough attorneys with experience in so many fields. All you have to do is go to them. 631-5767, Stamm, Stamm Law Firm. Make that stammlaw.com with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And you tell them, Linda Pellegrino said we should go. And we listened to her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.